It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
So we've been spending quite a bit of time talking about Ash Wednesday, the preparation for Lent. Well, it's happening this week. It's on Wednesday. So check your local bulletin so that way you know when masses are being held. I mean, here in the Portland area, churches are so close together. There are masses happening really throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
You can have early morning, mid-morning, you can find midday, and then you can have Ash Wednesday Mass in the evening time before and after dinner. So definitely want to check that out. But David, before we get to Ash Wednesday, yeah, we got to celebrate some Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder how things, I've not checked to see across the country if the Mardi Gras celebrations, I know Mobile, Alabama has like the first Mardi Gras celebrations. I know they've been celebrating. I think New Orleans, probably the big one in the country too, have been having a good time. It's not very pleasant outside, so I don't think Portland would be a good area to have Mardi Gras parades and celebrations, but that doesn't mean you can't celebrate.
Oh, no, absolutely. So you think of Fat Tuesday, and of course, it's the big event because it leads into Lent. And so it's like, I think you always think of Fat Tuesday being the last fun you can have for the year, but it's really not that way. But you kind of look at it that way. But it's, I think, more around eating, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, of course, we talk about Shrove Tuesday, right? Now, one of the things that many people traditionally eat are pancakes.
Really?
And you have that because you have to get rid of the fattening things, the lard, the butter.
Oh, right, yeah.
You use up your eggs and the little sugar, all those things. So a lot of times, well, people would make that into a pancake party.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the idea of that, although I would probably prefer waffles. I'm not sure why, but I definitely like a waffle over a pancake, maybe.
We are more of a pancake family. My wife makes pancakes a lot, and we do make waffles. We have a waffle iron, but I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe it's just easier to make pancakes than it is waffles.
I think it is, yeah. Because of the waffle iron, it's big. You got to get it out of the cupboard. I wonder if a crepe would also fall into the category. I really enjoy crepes.
Love crepes.
There's a little coffee shop not far from us that makes crepes, and you can get them sweet or savory. And my favorite's the strawberry banana, and you put a little chocolate on top. I know. It's
so
very decadent.
Yeah, my wife makes Swedish pancakes, and they're very they're almost crepe-like. They're very thin.
Okay.
And you can put berries on them or powdered sugar, whatever you want to do. But again, that falls right in that same boat.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. I'll be over after the show tomorrow for crepes. Well, there are some different ways, too, that you can remember to celebrate on Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to Alitea.org and they've got a list of a few ways that you can do this, and they're unique. And this one they talk about, I thought, now this is interesting because I've not heard this before, but they say, listen to the audio recording, Vivaldi's Ring of Mystery. Have you ever heard of this before?
No.
Now you would probably have to go online, maybe download a audiobook or something like this. But this is a mystery that takes place in Venice during Carnival. The young orphan girl finds a new home and a renewed love of music in the city on water. Now the recording is meant for children, so listen to it with your kids if you like, but the story has beautiful and engaging story to listen to on your own as an adult as well. They said you'll get a taste of Venice, Carnival, and most importantly, Vivaldi's music all in one.
Wow, that's cool.
Vivaldi is a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
So Vivaldi's Ring of
Mystery. Okay.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's cool.
David, we always talk about food, right? And of course, if there's ever a day to have delicious food,
yes,
Fat Tuesday would be it. Now, one of the things that we can do, we can't go outside. It's just going to be not good weather. We're not going to be in Louisiana for Mardi Gras. And so one of the things we can do is, do you know of any local Cajun restaurants?
Ooh,
that would be a great place to visit. You can
channel
the festivities of Mardi Gras eating delicious Cajun food.
I'm
trying to think. And I don't know of a specific Cajun. I've been to a place in Vancouver
yeah.
called Magnolia,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of Cajun foods. They've got you know, all the rice dishes and the jambalaya, and mm-hmm. a little spicy there, so
yeah.
maybe a little paella,
well,
Cajun style.
I think downtown Portland, Jake's Crawfish.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
I think you have a good luck there. Used to be, I haven't been out on North Mississippi, but there was a restaurant, maybe, hopefully it's still there, Miss Delta. Which,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's Delta down Mississippi.
Yeah. And that would be another, I'm thinking of different places that have Cajun food. But those are two that come to mind.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then Asher Wednesday, of course, the liturgical mood will be somber, but not on Tuesday. Time to have some extra joy. Break out all of the duds and clothing that just make your soul sing. Colorful
yes.
is the theme. And, you know, looking at Mardi Gras, the colors tend to be purple, green, and gold.
Gold, yeah.
Right? Those three colors. So maybe put on your favorite colorful outfits.
Yeah.
Show that you're celebrating. Get a colorful mask. Wear a crown, whatever it takes to show that today is the day to celebrate, because come Ash Wednesday, we bury the Alleluia. Remember, we take that out
right.
of our masses.
I was just thinking, we have in our little costume box at home, very colorful Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put some beads on.
Put some beads
on. Yeah.
Put some beads on, wear a mask, eat some pancakes, and enjoy your Fat Tuesday. And then, boy, you will be ready to take on a very holy Lent. So we have more to talk about it in the next few days, and we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.